bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. You tell Ben if he want to fight anytime, anywhere, any place. Because I'm going to fall out like you have no idea. Ben going to look at me and I'm going to just fall out. They could be like, oh my God, what happened, Dr. Harris? Ben beat me up. Ben jammed me up. And then I'm going to fall out. And then it'll be great. Take off the rest of the year. End up in Cancun. It'll be terrible. It'll be great. It will. I'm going to be like, that's him. Then they're going to take a picture of Ben. And they're going to make it real, 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 real dark with his hoodie on. He's going to come get us. We got to watch out for Benjamin. And they're not going to be smart enough to know that your name is Benjamin. It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny. But those are the kind of conversations you got to have between, you know, your elders and young folk. Young millennials in the community talk about stuff, chop it up, and not get all emotional or mad at each other or, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. He called me old. You know, he said a couple of side-eye things up in there, but that's okay. It's Ben. That's my dude. We was both here since day one, so you know how that goes.
Number 5.
This from Fox News. Prosecutors request a stay in the Trump New York case until 2029 as defense plans motion for dismissal once and for all. So New York prosecutors are requesting a stay until at least 2029 in New York versus Trump as the president's defense attorneys prepare to move to dismiss the case entirely. Prosecutors wrote a letter to Judge Juan Marchand today, who agreed last week to grant a stay on all deadlines associated with the conviction proceedings against Trump in the final months before he takes office. Marchand granted the request and issues a stay on all deadlines, including the November 26th sentencing date, to consider the effect on his election as president. Prosecutors have asked for the pause in proceedings, which they said would allow them to better evaluate the impact of Trump's new status as then president-elect. As a result of the election held on November 5th, 2024, defendant's inauguration as president will occur on January 20th, 2025. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg wrote to Marchand on Tuesday. Given the need to balance competing constitutional interests, consideration must be given to various non-dismissal options that may address any concerns raised by the pendency of a post-trial criminal proceeding during the presidency, such as deferral of all remaining criminal proceedings until after the end of the defendant's upcoming presidential term. So you're going to leave somebody on the hook for 4 years? That doesn't sound right. About anybody. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, president, not president. That doesn't sound right that you would leave somebody on the, you know, hanging on for like 4 years. I don't get it. Ain't got nothing to do with Trump. Has everything to do with the fact that if you'll do it to him, you'll actually do it to anybody.
Number four.
From News1.com, there's a study. In 1975, only 1% of public schools had their own police officers. Today, 44% do. Large reason is the increase of violent crime control and law enforcement act of 1994, which went with the crime bill. Right? Research now shows that police officers in schools don't always prevent violence. That's a dumb statement to make when we already know nobody could be there 100% of the time anyway. So for you to say that, we already know, including school shootings. Of course, you can't read people's minds. It's the aftermath they have to deal with. In fact, their presence can harm students. Well, you need to raise your children to be tougher, smarter, faster, not worry about the law, not be afraid of the law, but to actually not break it. How's that? Is that okay? Okay. Here are five reasons police in schools, also known as school resource officers, actually make students less safe. They don't address the root problems. It's not their job. So that shows a little disconnect right there. Number two, their role is not well defined. That's because you all use the police to be everything to everybody. That's a problem. They got to be social workers. They got to be physicians. They got to be nurses. They got to be, it's just too much, right? Priest. Number three, they do not increase students' feelings of safety. Is it their job to make you feel safe? You've trained and raised your kids to be afraid of the police. You've trained and raised your kids to hate the police. Then when they go to school and see the police, they're not going to like them. They're going to hate them. Number one. I'm sorry, 3A. 3B is that your cops aren't there to be liked. They're there to do a job. We're not there to kiss people's rings and sing kumbaya and, oh, my God, we're here. We love you. That's not their job. Number four, they contribute to the school-to-prison pipeline. First of all, if you don't commit a crime, you're not getting in the pipeline. Are there some crooked cops and crooked prosecutors that put you in that line? Absolutely. Probably significantly less than 0.1%. Schools that use on-campus police for law enforcement and other duties like mentoring are 118% more likely to report property crimes. How about you not commit the property crime? Like, how stupid are you to say this? Yes, I know. I owe you dinner. I get it. And then five, they sometimes infringe on students' rights. They're one of the few entities in the entire country that is able to infringe on your rights and infringe upon your freedom and take you into custody. So I don't know what it is you expect from the police. I don't know what it is in your mind you think the police should be doing, but it just makes no sense. So then leave them, right? Just leave all the schools, and when it happens, don't respond. That's what I say, but I'm just me.
Number three.
This from JS Online, more than 4 in 5, 83% of holiday travelers in the U.S. are changing their vacation plans to save money. Now, Spirit Airlines just filed bankruptcy. So you ain't flying Spirit, but then again, you can fly because they're recombibulating, you know, they're reimagining. I'm trying to be nice. They're reimagining their debt in order to make sure that they can reconfigure it so that they can make all the debt payments and maybe spread it out longer. They didn't go out of business. They didn't file Chapter 7. Bankrate senior credit card analyst Ted Rossman said the issue lies with cumulative effect of inflation. Multiple years of paying more for everything, from housing to food to gas, discretionary stuff, toilet paper, you name it, has eroded savings, increased debt, and prices are still rising. They're just rising more slowly. In October, prices were 2.6% higher than the year before, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest consumer price index. That figure is also up by 0.2% from 2.4% in September. So it just keeps quietly going up. So one way travelers are looking to save, shorten the trip. 32% of respondents indicating plans to do so in the financial website on October 21st survey. They found that 28% of travelers are opting instead to fly, not drive. So we're at a point now where it's more expensive to drive than it is to fly. And so which one would you do? I wonder which one would you do? Me personally, I'm staying home.
Number two.
Jerry Boyle, known for defending serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, has passed away at age 88. Gerald Boyle, Milwaukee attorney who had a long and high-profile legal career in Milwaukee, was best known for defending serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, has passed away. Boyle, 88, gained fame as Dahmer's attorney in 1992, and it made him one of the most sought-after defense attorneys in Wisconsin for years. His daughter, who I met years ago, Bridget Boyle, confirmed her father's death to the Journal Sentinel and said there was no specific cause to his death. He previously told the Journal Sentinel that he had been in poor health since 2017. He survived by Marna, his wife of more than 50 years, his three children, Ellen, Bridget, and Gerald. Bridget and Gerald both practiced law with him at different times. People he's helped throughout his career, whether their name was famous or whether or not they were somebody walking down the sidewalk, is so immense. And so you got to give it to Jerry Boyle. I remember him when I was a police officer, and he's done some phenomenal things here in the city of Milwaukee, and he will definitely be missed.
Number one.
Now back to it. Wisconsin schools get their report card. So you can go to JS Online and you can look it up. Data released from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction today shows 84% of Wisconsin public schools met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations for last year. That number is up slightly from the 2022-2023 year. Looking at the school districts as a whole rather than individual schools, 94% in 2023-2024 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded that, the same as in 2022-2023. They even gave private schools, some of them, a state report card. Milwaukee Public Schools received a meets expectations rating for 2023-2024, which is absolutely ridiculous. The same rating it gave for 2022-2023. And so was that during the same time that we lied about the money and lied about owing the money, and that the same people that you owed money to were saying how great you were, hoping you'd get the money? So makes no sense to me.
Don't touch that dial. More Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. The Truth app is home for all the Milwaukee Panther content you would want.
He'll dart baseline, and he will tomahawk it home with his right hand.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Garage Door is giving you a headache. The best way I know how to deal with it is to call my friends at Geis. Family owned since 1955, Geis is the trusted authority on garage doors and openers in southeastern Wisconsin. Trust me, I use them too. With brands like CHI, LiftMaster, they've got doors for every budget. They'll even build custom designs to meet your exact needs. So for fast, reliable garage repair solutions, go to geisdoors.com. That's G-E-I-S-Doors.com. Or call 262-784-4250. So I remember, I didn't think about it. I got garage doors. Oh, I got garage doors. He said, okay, what kind of door you want? I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. He said, but what you want it to look like? I was like, I have no idea. So finally I said that it can just like go away. It can just give me a door. I don't know. And then I drove down the alley and said, ah, and I took a picture of a garage door and said, I want it to look like that, but I want it that color. They were like, oh, no problem. We got that. And knocked it out. 262-784-4250. Call them. Say Dr. Ken, say a call. Don't think twice. Call Geis. I'm serious because I did. And they hooked the brother up. And I've got two really good, fabulous. Now, here's the only problem I don't like about these doors. You ready? They're too quiet. They are entirely too quiet. Like, I'm used to the old, like, I had old wooden doors, right? And then when it hit the ground, okay, the garage door's closed. Everybody in the neighborhood, your garage door closed. Whereas, now, like, I don't even need a remote anymore, right? I can use my phone to open and close my garage door. It has a code. It's amazing. Now, the cool thing about it is you can open it from anywhere. I could be in Istanbul if I got Wi-Fi or data. I need my garage door open. I'm locked out. Boop. And I can open it. I guess the flip side to that is if you lose your phone, you lose everything, right? You can't get in, and then you're just there. But the cool thing about it, it's you can program it, you can reprogram it. It's just amazing. I love technology. Hey, I want to remind everybody the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is a proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Panthers look to get back in the win column tonight. They'll be in Pittsburgh to take on the Duquesne Dukes. Scott Juarez has the coverage. Starting at 5:30, that's in about 10 minutes. Well, more like 9, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Panther Basketball Sports Network from Lee Farrell. You can check it out. We'll have it right here and on the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Lee Farrell. I can never say Learfield. Lear, L-E-A-R-F-I-E-L. Anyway, you can check it out right here. Tip-off is set at 6 o'clock, so, you know, make sure you hang out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Now, see, I would say people are going to be upset because then they're going to go and they're going to check and they're going to call me and then they're going to be like, yep, you didn't. Somebody said, I'd pay to see Tory and Sherwin box it out. Would that be worth the fight? Would that be worth paying for?
Oh, I'll watch that.
I'd ask you if you watch it. See, people never answer the question you ask. They answer what they think they want to say, right? And I can say that because I do the same thing. But I asked you, do you want to pay to see them fight? He said, I'll watch them fight. I said, you want to pay. And clearly he don't want to pay.
I don't know about paying.
He was like, no. I am not paying anybody a dime to watch Tory Lowe. Well, no, I would. We need to call a boxing promoter. Where's Ben at when you need him? We need a boxing promoter, right? You had a fight right out there on 3rd and Wisconsin. Set up a ring, had Tory in it. And be duking it up, right? Yeah, I don't think so. Wow. Craig is too busy laughing. Craig's like, yeah. He said he pay. So if he say he pay, I pay. Why not? Let me see. How much money I got? How much cash you got in your pocket? He probably ain't got no cash. I don't have any.
Cash? No, I don't carry cash.
I don't have any cash on me whatsoever. And if cell phones go down,
it's over. I don't even know my debit card at.
Wow. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. I mean, I got so used to using my phone and using all sorts of different pay things that I don't really have a wallet. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Milwaukee Panther basketball is up next with Scott Juarez at 5:30, 6 o'clock tip-off. The Duquesne Dukes in Pittsburgh. Check out your Panthers right here. Then when game's over, you can check out Tory Lowe and the whole gang, including me. And for the next 22 hours, I'll be waiting to return on Wednesday night, hump day. Hey, God bless. Take care. Jason, appreciate you, brother. DJ Brother Z. Nah, I'm not going to box him. I'm out. Hey, God bless. Take care. I'm out. It's 101.7 The Truth's Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don't spend another winter shivering at home with wind howling through your windows. Take advantage of this deal from Pella. No interest, no payments for 12 months. Keep your home comfortable and save on energy bills thanks to customizable windows and doors from Pella. Pella can design them to look like they've been a part of your home.